And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we are going to take a short pause here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, and she is at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, 963-0842. Beth, just a side note, I heard something about, speaking of astronomy, that apparently NASA has this neat little plan where they're going to go lasso an asteroid. You know, it's like, wait a minute, I got the thing from Jimmy Stewart, you know, in It's a Wonderful Life, where I'll lasso the moon and bring it down to you. But do you really think that's a good idea? I'm questioning that whole thing. And then the dynamics that it creates with astronomy when you start moving the stars and the planets around.
You know, the thing that flashed in my head was that Bruce Willis movie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. As long as that team is involved, I'm down.
I'm in.
And there's an awesome soundtrack. You know, I could go.
I absolutely. And who was the main character in the Matrix movies?
Keanu.
Keanu. Reeves. And I want him in there too.
Okay. I'm sure Hollywood will have no problem doing exactly what we ask.
Send them up on a shuttle that's hiding somewhere in the middle of nowhere. We watched First Contact again, and you know how they built two machines? They've got a shuttle stored somewhere. Anyway, enough of the sidebar. We are in Aries. We are in the waning. I think that's correct. There's waxing
Aries
and waning.
Aries is waning.
Waning.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us a little bit more.
The sign is waning, but from an astrological perspective, the further you go into a sign, the more the energy builds, and the energy of the planets doesn't wax and wane like the moon does, or the energy of the signs. It actually builds, and the analogy that's used is that of steam building in a kettle,
okay,
a tea kettle,
mm-hmm.
And it's at its most powerful right before the whistle blows.
Wow.
So the energy of a sign is the most powerful in the moments before it flips from Aries to Taurus, from one sign to another. So technically we're moving through the sign, but it's not waning if it's building.
The analogy that comes to mind is that of it's usually March when you talk about this, when you say out like a lion, in like a lion, out like a lamb. It sounds, are all the signs the same way, in like a lamb and out like a lion?
Yeah, it depends on what else is going on.
Oh, okay.
But the
retrogrades
analogy of the tea kettle applies to all 12 signs of the zodiac as we move through the year.
Interesting. I find that really fascinating, because it's almost as though if you are aware, and people can contact you to become more aware of what's happening as we're moving through the sign, and we can know this obviously ahead of time because we are able to create the charts, then we can sort of prepare ourselves and our activities, if you will, in kind, right?
Yes, that is a lot of the benefit. That is one of the huge benefits of doing this is using the natural energy that's around you to make more appropriate choices, to create more peace and ease in your life. Like, for example, Aries rules the physical body, and so a lot of times when there's a lot of energy in Aries, like there is right now, I see people being able to finally get a grip on some of the health issues that have dogged them, whatever their exercise and eating plans are. It becomes easier, or you kind of have, it's using the astrological energy is a lot like driving with the higher octane gas in your car,
mm-hmm.
or sailing with the wind at your back, or riding your skateboard downhill. It's just easier. You don't have to effort so much. It creates more ease.
Now there is, and again, along with that same concept, you can also sort of build momentum.
Yes.
Like a snowball rolling downhill, or the skateboarder, what have you, those other analogies. But in terms of as we're getting closer to the end of a particular sign, in this case Aries, you can say, okay, here's something I want to accomplish in this period of time.
Yes.
And I'm going to start getting my ducks in a row as the days and the weeks go by, so that when we get close to that time when the energy is the strongest, the whistle's really blowing, I can really accomplish it.
I can maximize I can maximize my opportunities and my resources and achieve my goals.
Interesting. That is fantastic. I have to say that is really kind of cool. And I think that if we were maybe to, as individuals, not in this segment or any of these segments, but as individuals, if we were to go back and maybe track.
That, that's the most fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you've obviously you've done that.
You know, and a lot of times with people, I'll do that so that they can understand how this works for them, so that it's easier for them to wrap their heads around the planning that we're doing for the future.
That's kind of cool. Well, and they can do that by contacting you through BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or calling you at 963-0842, right?
Right. Or find me on Facebook, Beth McDonald Consulting.
Beth McDonald Consulting on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm there, baby.
All right. Well, fantastic. And we are going to be joining you next week for an evening edition where we're going to be in Taurus. But we have an interesting subject we'll talk about after we've brought forth some of the Taurus attributes as well. So we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
Stay tuned. More Tell Me Your Story coming up.